This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
The foundation is still here. But say they didn't lay the foundation. Say they didn't dig out the dirt and pour that much of a concrete slab in. When it rained, it washed the whole building away. That's how our lives are when it's not built on what God says. I cannot take a little of what I think and some of what God said and get God's results. I have to do it the way God says to do it. And that's why I say pray for me, because I'm still growing in this area. There are times where you want to preach and see immediate results. But I've learned through the years, my job is just to preach. And when the clock strikes such and such time, I hug you and I say goodbye. Because I can't make you do what it is you really need to do. Everybody has a choice. My job is to preach it. If you're wise, your job is to receive it. But at the end of the day, once it's preached, job well done. I'll have my reward. But the human part of me wants you to get your reward. Hallelujah. So as you pray for me, I'm praying for you. Listen, I'm about to close. This is going to be a part three. God, just keep, he's working this message. Amen. Building strong families begin with knowing Christ as Savior. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 through 7, please. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 through 7. Number two, if you're writing, building strong families consists of growing in Christ together. So not only must I know Christ, I have to have a mindset to grow. How many of you know the battle doesn't stop when I get saved? It really starts. But if we're not careful, once we get saved and the battle begins, we'll quit. Because we're saying it's getting hard. I was doing better when I was living unsaved. That's what the devil will have you thinking. But what you don't realize is you have switched sides. You have switched kingdoms. And since you've switched kingdoms, yes, now the devil is mad and he wants you back. Now, some of y'all ain't even switched. But if you have switched, the devil didn't want to let you go, especially if you rolling with him real hard, doing it big for him. Some of y'all understand what I'm saying. Had your mind made up to be a sinner, raise your hand. But anybody had any mind made up? When I was a sinner, my mind was made up. This is what I am. I'm going to do it well. But all the consequences for that were mine. But once I committed my life to Jesus, Brother George, I said, you know what? I'm going to give this all I got. I love this. Love it. Love it. If sin get too close, I start walking away. You don't want nothing to separate you from the love of God, the presence of God, the power of God. And the enemy is wise now. He knows you. He knows what you like and don't like. He knows what will pull you back and what he can't use on you. And he'll use what works every time. Today should be the day where you say, you know what, Satan? You're not going to win with that no more. That may have worked a month ago, 6 months ago, last year, but that won't work today. Because if you don't, All he got to do is keep pulling that same trick. Praise the Lord. I like that confession. Tell somebody growing in Christ together. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse number 7, we know that the book of Deuteronomy in the Hebrew means to say again. So this is basically Moses saying again to the people of God what God has already spoken to them. He's repeating the law to them again. But here he says in chapter 6, verse number 4, he says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength." Everybody say that with me. Say, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, is it in your heart? Say, neighbor, is it in your heart to obey God? Now, if you mean it, look back at him and say, yes, it is, yes, it is. If you mean it. If you don't, this is a good time just to be quiet. But if it's in your heart, amen. Everybody in here has a destiny. My prayer is that we all reach it. Look at your neighbor and say, don't you quit. Look at him and say, you keep going forward. Tell him, say, don't stop. Don't back up. Keep going forward. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, the number one enemy to be aware of today is that spirit of rebellion. That's prophetic, I'm telling you. It's the spirit of rebellion. The spirit that says, I'm going to just do what I want to do, and that is contrary to authority. I know I beat this horse to death, but I'm telling you. I think his name was Kavanaugh. He's been accepted now into the Supreme Court as one of the justices. And regardless of your political views, that's irrelevant. Regardless of my political views, that's irrelevant. Historically, this man has been known to support life. But we're living in a very liberal day now, okay? And you won't be able to label me anything, Republican, conservative, anything. All labels are irrelevant. The point is, what does the word say? And because this man supported life, a lot of things were put against him to try to keep him out of office. I'm not saying I'm for or against him. See, I want to make that clear. You'll never be able to say I'm for or against any candidate. I'm only for or against what they do that's in alignment with Scripture. Don't care who they are. You won't hear me lifting up Trump or bringing him down. He's my president. My prayer is that he do what's right according to Scripture. Won't lift up President Obama in his presidency or bring him down. But my job is to support what he do right and to pray for him when he do wrong. Let me tell you, that's your job too. Don't you let people get you twisted up in cultural, political, and racial things. Don't you let the world twist you up. You can't stand for righteousness if you don't know righteousness. You have to know the word. And if they line up with the word, then they right. If they don't line up with the word, they need prayer. They're in error. So in Deuteronomy 6, listen. Verse 6 says, these commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Listen, your children are not going to like every rule that you set. Because we're living in a day now to where they got this game called Fortnite. I'm not finna downgrade Fortnite. Kids, don't get afraid. My point is this. Kids playing it at 4, 5, 6 years old. Millions of people playing this game, okay? I've seen it. I mean, it's typical of worldliness. The point is, there are going to be trends and fads that the world does. That don't mean we have to follow every trend and fad. I'm not against it. What I'm saying is this. There are going to be times where your children are upset because you're saying, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we're not going to go in this direction. And when they get upset, that's fine. Love them. Amen. Keep the rules solid, and they'll get over it. If they don't, you did your part. Because there'll be some things that we let them do that have impact on their lives for years to come. I never forget the first time I watched pornography. Shocked them on that one. And I know I'm not by myself. Some of y'all don't observe too. I was about 10 years old, and my parents happened to have it in the house. Don't you know? They never told me where it was. How would I know? Don't you know the devil will make sure that you go find what you shouldn't have? And when I viewed it, all the dopamine in my brain was like, wow, look at this. But how many of you know pornography is not truth? These are actors that have sold themselves out to a perverted industry. If you think that's the way love and relationships are, you'd be in for a rude awakening. Because there is no level of agreement like that on one of those videos. Now, don't y'all go talking about, let me see what Pastor talking about. I'm going to go, I heard it in the message today. Again, I was 9 and 10. Amen. And I can honestly say that I can think of, I got saved at 16. Even backslidden, I can't think of where I went back into that. But those seeds at 9 and 10 still had detrimental impact. Even right now, I can pull up those images if I needed to. What's my point? My point is this, focus. My point is this. Be careful what you allow your children to be exposed to. Because now what's supposed to be intimate love between a man and a woman because of these type videos become a physical and sexual connection only. There's no love in that. In those videos, they don't even know each other. They're doing an act for entertainment. So when the world say rated R, they mean that. Don't you go talking about, well, my child, he can watch it, this and that. That's why you see rebellious people, you know, having sex and stuff outside of marriage and all kind of things going on. Y'all pray for me. Not they, all of us. Amen. Me and you. Amen. Because we're not here to clown people, for lack of a better term. We're here that people may hear truth, begin to obey, and be blessed from that truth. Because truth be told, I believe it's my time to close. The truth be told, when you engage in sexual relations before you get married, the Bible says you damage your own soul. And through research, I found out how. And I'm not talking about scientific research. I'm talking about revelation of the Spirit. So now, when you have sexual relations with somebody who you don't get married with, you really became married to that person without papers. Because that's no closer two people can get but that union. And once you do that, now you're connected to everything about that person. Their spirit and your spirit became one. Their soul become one. So when you break up because you're not married, because marriage is supposed to be forever, but if you're not married and you're doing it, you've connected yourself, and now when you break up, now you're angry at men, or you're angry at women, and you know, you got to go find somebody else to replace it. So now you stay in a continual place of less than. And you can fool yourself. But at the end of the day, God ordained marriage. And anybody that ever done the same thing I did, I know many of you have, if you ever really thought about it,